AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Greek lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a harsh austerity bill demanded by the country's creditors, despite significant dissent from members of the prime minister's left-wing party. AP correspondent Derek Katopoulos reports the sweeping tax hikes and spending cuts were required before negotiations on debt relief could begin.
This is the first set of demands, a key set, that the bailout creditors had asked for. There are several more steps, so negotiation probably lasts another month, but Greece is expected to get some short-term financing before then because we just have too many debts coming up, and there are more austerity measures to pass.
The bill was approved after a day of protests and some rioting in Athens. Former President George H.W. Bush has fallen and broken a bone in his neck. It happened at the 91-year-old's main home. A spokesman says Bush is in stable condition and doing fine. He is expected to be in a neck brace. If you didn't already guess it, new documents show Donald Trump is the wealthiest man to ever run for president. Trump says papers he's filed with federal regulators put his fortune at more than $10 billion. AP correspondent Jeff Horowitz says that means he can afford to stay in the race or even run as a third-party candidate.
He is number one in the field at the moment, according to some polls. And he also, if he were to run a third-party campaign, would be potentially a very big spoiler.
Health officials say the threat of Lyme disease is spreading dramatically.
Spreading northward, upward into New Hampshire and Vermont, as well as up through Maine. Spreading westward, not just in eastern Pennsylvania, but towards western Pennsylvania as well.
CDC epidemiologist Kristen Kugler, new report shows there are 260 counties where the risk of catching Lyme disease from tick bites is twice the national average, up from 130 a decade ago. This is AP Radio News. It was the final day for the iconic FAO Schwartz factory on Fifth Avenue. AP correspondent Warren Levinson was there with toy buyers and tourists.
From the $500 stuffed animals to the big piano, from the movie Big to the Beatles collection marked down for clearance, they swarmed over FAO Schwartz on its last day, at least its last day here.
I was like, I think my soul cried. I was like devastated. Really. I mean, just because it's such a landmark, you know?
Maricela Rojas works around the corner. The toy company dates from 1880, though it's been in this spot just the last 29 years. Toys R Us, which bought the Schwartz name in 2009, says it may open somewhere else. But for now, Fifth Avenue rents are just too high for a toy store, even for a high-priced toy museum. Warren Levinson, New York.
Caitlyn Jenner has accepted the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs. She urged acceptance for transgender people and got a standing ovation after her 10-minute speech. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.